Today is February 17th. Pitchers and catchers have reported. Players are reporting. Spring has sprung. There's action. Let's talk about it. Let's talk Yanks.
Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake. Recaps galore and weekly awards. Stat lines, steaming hot takes. Your Yankees news with these two fine dudes. It's time for Talking Yanks. Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake. Talking Yanks with old John Boy and Jake.
What's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Talking Yanks. I'm coming to you from the Bronx, New York. My name is John Boy, and I have my best, goodest friend, Jake, and co-host. He's coming to you from... Where you at, Jake?
Oh, man, where am I at? I am in Eagle, Colorado. I am in a Starbucks attached to a City Market grocery store. I am on hour 7 of the drive back from Park City to Denver with pee breaks and snacks and this. It's going to turn into a 10-hour trip, and morale is high. We're listening to a Dolly Parton podcast, Dolly Takes America or something like that. Turns out I'm a big Dolly Parton guy. A lot of similarities.
She's awesome. She does a lot of good for a lot of people.
So yeah, and she also like dips out of politics and stuff. Me and Dolly got a lot going on. So
okay,
And I've got the girlfriend and her friend who I'm driving back home. I thought they were going to do, it's kind of a cool mountain town. I thought they were going to do something fun. They're just staring at me. So this is going to be a real treat. How are you doing, Jim?
I'm doing well, man. Getting some employees situated at John Boy Media's headquarters here. Starting to build a team, which I'm really excited about. We got some good people that are coming on board to help us crank all this content out and get it out. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about our upcoming trip. I'm excited about these people. Trevor Spain, Sidney Mook, Annette Herrera. No, your parents were filthy traders, junk traders. I appreciate that. I got that guy's name wrong. It's no, your parents were filthy junk traders. Gretchen Marie. What's up, Gretch? Jonathan White, Will Feliz, Ellie Adler. That's a good name. Rob Gilbert, Robbie Ferris. What up? Kelly Hurth, Krista Marie, Bobby Skins, and Joey Pollen. Those are our most recent patrons. They may be hanging out and listening to us live in the chat right now, or they may not. I don't know, but they have that option. They can watch the behind the scenes. Sometimes I have to do multiple intros because I'm bad at talking sometimes. And we do a little Q&A at the end of all the live shows if the patrons have any questions. Maybe not today because you're at a gas station, Starbucks, in the middle of a road trip. But I'm excited, man. I was talking with Espo, who is going to be our lead videographer and editor at the company and is coming on this spring training trip. And, you know, he just moved to the Bronx and we're getting a lay of the land. And I'm like, damn, man, like tomorrow night, we're going to be on the RV at spring training.
Yeah, I had a pretty tough stomach drop moment a minute ago because I had that same very thought. But with my current life status, I mean, that's going to be a pretty nice moment for me when I get on that RV. But yeah, man, tomorrow we will be at spring training. I'll be celebrating a good friend of mine's birthday. So I'm pretty stoked to be there.
Didi Gregorius's birthday.
It's Didi Gregorius's birthday tomorrow and nobody else's 31st birthday.
Yeah. And two nights from now, we will be on a stage or whatever with Brian Hoke doing a live podcast in Tampa. And I'm like, that's all coming at me too fast.
It snuck up. It snuck up a little bit. It's exciting. It's going to be awesome. I mean, you, me, Brian Hoke, and I think 10,000 of our greatest fans in a room drinking beers, talking Yanks, I guess. So
speaking of, Brian Hoke just texted both of us and said, hey, yeah, is it cool if I bring copies of the books for sale to the live show? I said, you better, and we will sign them for you. If you want a signed copy of Brian Hoke's book, we'll sign it.
Is that like defacing a book technically? But yeah, no, that'll be great.
Yeah, no, it's all good. So I'm excited about that. I'm really excited, Jake, to like kind of revel in spring training. I've been too busy. I've been making these PPPs and TPPs and editing them. And Katie and I went down to New Jersey and it was like 6 hours on a train. And the Astros stuff is clogging up just the genuine enjoyment of spring. Like the reporters' videos through the chain links fence, Gerrit Cole explaining how he pitches to anyone that will be in his like circle. Like if nothing else was happening, I would be like heart eyes popping out of my head like a cartoon over all this stuff. So I'm excited to get there, get to Tampa, and just like enjoy the stupidness that is spring training.
Yeah, and we have a couple allies in the force now, so we'll be able to do some fun stuff if you're following along with us, which you are if you're listening to the podcast, let's be honest. But yeah, might have some Yankee friends come through, and you're totally right, dude. I mean, you've been burning the midnight oil on both ends. Is that combining two phrases? Is it burning the midnight oil and then burning it on both ends? And I combined them.
Sure. I'm doing that.
Okay. And yeah, dude, I was just doing the turkey math in my head the other day. I have like 2.5 more nights where I'm sleeping and living in Denver. So, yeah, big things coming.
Yeah. Well, the office is excited for you. We've been waiting. Dude, it's coming together. Good. Katie painted two walls with whiteboard paint.
I thought I saw that.
So the whole wall is just going to be a whiteboard to put notes and dates on there.
Love notes and dates.
Yeah. Like March 14th, office party. Then we're going to Billy's, and everyone come to Billy's March 14th and celebrate with us. You're invited. We want to thank you.
Wow. Huge yeah. Drop.
Yes. And Mark Gorman in the chat says it's burning the candle at both ends or burning the midnight oil.
Okay. Nailed it.
Jake and I pre-show said, like, how much do we really want to talk about the Astros stuff on Talking Yanks, because we did it this morning on Talking Baseball where we only talked about all this Astros stuff. So I think we keep it to just Yankees-based Astros talk for here. If you want to go listen to our full thoughts, please check out Talking Baseball. We went pretty deep into it, got a little angry. Glaber came out and talked today. Did you see any of that?
I did see that. He calling out 2019. Good.
Glaber said that he thinks they cheated in 2019. He said Altuve is a good friend of his, but yeah, he thinks this kind of changes their baseball relationship a little bit. And Glaber's like, it's upsetting. So not good. Judge is supposed to speak tomorrow. And
you think Judge will drop anything? I know your answer is no, because you think he jeeters his way out. But Mike Trout said something, and I didn't know he talked before.
I know. Now that so many people are talking, I think that Judge actually may say something more. My guess is he'll be like, it's upsetting. You know, you hear rumors, you hear stories, but you never know if it's actually happening. And to find out that it is... it's upsetting for sure, but end of the day, we got to play our game and do what we need to do. And, you know, I'm not going to say we lost just for that. And hopefully, you know, our focus is on the future and moving forward and making sure that we don't have anything to point to next time. Something like that.
I think he'll go in a little bit just because everyone has been. Where he goes full Jeter is going to be, they're going to ask him about the MVP trophy. And he's going to full Jeter his way around that, because he's in no way is he going to hint that he deserved the MVP. And then I think, okay, so now I've got predictions, Jim. And what I will predict is that he will make a joke in a Jeter fashion saying, hey, you know, just check out the commissioner's report, just like all the Astros guys are saying. That'll be his subtle jab.
Okay, I like that. That's not bad. I'm going to be upset. I'm still expecting kind of nothing. We still haven't had, like, you know, like Stanton's thoughts. Like, every player that comes to camp for every team is going to get asked, what are your thoughts? And they should. I think that's fair. So, kind of excited.
Because they're people and they can talk. And baseball's still getting used to that.
It's awesome that they're having so many things come out. We Do you have anything else on this stuff? Like, it sucks. It sucks. The Manfred is an idiot, and we went over that. His press conference was awful. We went over that pretty thoroughly on Talking Baseball. Anything else pertaining to the Yankees?
Yeah, like you were saying, if you want deep dive on the Astros stuff rekindling itself for the fifth time, and we might not be halfway home, go check out Talking Baseball. In my head, I just jumped to Tommy Canley walking around with Band-Aids and wires all over his chest. So that's what I've got.
Did you see the video of like Britton's? They like mic'd up Britton for some outfield stretches, and Canley's just screaming and stuff. Good for the Yankees for doing that stuff. Smart. Yeah.
What did they label it? Tommy makes inaudible noises or something.
Yeah, something like that. The subtitles. But that was cool. He's making fun of like Dale Hale, how he runs in, talking about how great Tanaka's hair is. That was cool. Good job, Yankees.
And I'm friends with the Yankees Twitter now. They dragged me. We're close friends, and we're having a good time.
What do you mean they dragged you?
So they posted one of their first like spring training pictures. Welcome to spring training. And just being dumb us, I was like pictured from left to right, and I listed all the Yankees in the photo. But the first Yankee in the photo, I thought it was Britton. It was Monty. But the fact it was Monty was bizarre because everyone else was like a star player on the team last year. And I don't know, it was just like a small image, and they were lefties. So the Yankees Twitter, who never interacts with anyone, they interacted with me. Just a baby drag. They corrected me. And they basically announced that Monty is the fifth starter. So thank you.
I'm trying to find this, but I can't. How long ago was this?
But I can't. A couple two, three.
The fuck, Jake? Oh, that's why you said, yeah, I won't even guess at this one, but I'm 99%.
Yes.
I saw that, and I saw that people were liking it. I had no idea the context. I was like, what the fuck? I read that tweet that they did in your response like 10 times trying to figure out, what is Jake saying here?
Inside joke. Love to be a part of one someday.
Yeah, I was totally on the outside. Damn. That does look... Well, I would have guessed Paxton on the left there, but you guessed Britton. It's Monty.
Well, because there was two starters, and then there was two field players, so I thought there was two relievers, because I think Chapman was in there. But, like, Gumby, I mean, that's out of left field.
Sean Corby with a drag him.
Yeah. The Talking Yanks crew was having fun with it, and so was I.
We got momentum, baby. This is just me reading your Twitter and laughing. Speaking of, you had a really good tweet the other day. I didn't see it.
Thanks, dude.
But Keith showed it to me. I can't wait to rob a bank and tell the court my punishment is having to live with the money for the rest of my life. It's a great tweet.
It's terrible. It sucks that all those Houston players have to go through life knowing they won the World Series.
Making me laugh.
Credit the commissioner on that joke. He's loaded with them.
Hey, Jake, all the catchers are down to one knee. What'd you think about that?
I love it. Mix it up. Gary seems to be having fun with it. Hoke or Curry posted the clip of Iannetta, or maybe it was Cuddy, but they posted a clip of Iannetta, and they were like, look at 38-year-old Chris Iannetta learning a new stint. Or no, Stucco.
Stucco. It was Stucco.
Stucco. It's always Stucco. Dude, I'm excited to see Stucco, by the way. We gotta start that group chat. But yeah, I mean, it's such spring training stuff. That's like the definition of...
Yeah, like last year, Judge took out his leg kick as soon as the season started. He put it in. So who knows if these catchers stick to this? I do think it's funny, like Iannetta, like 38-year-old Iannetta, like working on a new stance. Like, come on, dude, I don't fucking need this.
Yeah, I think we're gonna have some catcher interaction. You know, there's that clip of you, me, and Kratzy from years back. Iannetta, I've got the Colorado connection. Higgy's our best friend. I think we're going to be pretty entrenched. We're both wearing Elgary hats right now. We're going to be pretty entrenched with the catchers at spring training.
Yeah, Tanner Swanson, the catching coach, is my dear friend.
Swanny Swanson?
Yeah. Did I tell you about that yet?
Didn't you guys, I thought you guys interacted, but then he like got the Yankees PR speech and then he pulled back or whatever.
He reached out like 3 days ago to me.
Oh, nice.
Asking me for a favor.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
So we're best friends.
Okay. Huge.
Yeah, that is huge. He looks intense though. Maybe I'll ask him if I can put the pads on. He can run me through some drills.
We got to gear you up.
Yeah. Right.
I'd love to try to, I would love to watch you try to catch Tanaka's splitter. That's a nice, that's a, that'd be a nice day for me.
I think I'd cry.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Damn. Don't get me all excited, Jake.
You'd cry on multiple levels.
The Yankees said we weren't invited to spring training anyway, so.
I get that.
I do too. Plouffe was so upset. He was like so mad. I can't believe I'm like, dude, Plouffe, like, they're the Yankees. They don't let anyone in. Remember we met Kirkjian and he was like, this is the only spring training facility that still IDs me. He's like fucking Tim Kirkjian.
God, how about them Yankees, huh?
Yeah. Talkman says he is fully healed and that he's hoping his lefty bat and defensive ability can bring the same as what they did last year. Me too.
Nice quote, Mike.
It is a nice quote. I hope the same.
I had a funny Jake thought today. I was like, you know, you should maybe I'll dive into some baseball stuff and have some Yankees guys I'm high on coming into the season and some guys I'm low on. And then the whole list was just guys I'm high on. So I'm clearly a little lost in the sauce there, but it was a good concept.
Monty's your fifth starter, right?
Oh, I love him. They announced it.
I mean, I don't know what you're referencing. You're referencing that picture that the Yankees have no part in, but but I don't know, Jude, just like, I just had this gut feeling. I was watching him pitch and stuff, and I was like, why did they say it's a competition? Like, it's Monty's job.
Well, it was pre-Paxton injury, right? So
No, because then it was Hap. So as soon as Paxton got injured, they announced who's in competition for the fifth starter. They put, like, Clark Schmidt, Davey, they put Sessa, Lasagna, and Gumby. And I remember at the time we were like, that's cool because it makes the young kids like fight for something, but it's Gumby's spot. And I now,
yeah,
I mean, I just, it's Gumby's spot.
I don't, it's, the Yankees love Luis Sessa.
He's got to be in the pen, dude. He has to be.
Luis Sessa is going to go down all-time Yankee spring training discussions.
I mean,
this is what, year four, where he's just been borderline at best?
Jake, here's the thing about Luis Sessa. We haven't done his PPP yet, you know, right? Have we?
Correct.
And I think that when we do, I'm going to open it up with a different song than usual. If that's cool with you.
Oh, wow. That's kind of not, because everybody loves the song.
The song's so good.
You can use it after the song.
Yeah, yeah, because what Sessa did last year, I don't know if I have this music queued up right. Just tightrope walking. That was Sessa's whole 2019 season. Just like, am I going to get DFA'd? Am I going to get traded? Am I good? Am I bad? He just teetered that tightrope perfectly, never fell off. I mean, there was a lot of moments where the crowd was like, oh, maybe. And then he just made it to the other side.
For me, his season was kind of like, Jolene. And now, I'm singing at the supermarket, and Dolly Parton has poisoned my brain.
Well, it's a good song. But, I mean, get over it. The great dude, song. Just quit being so jealous of Jolene. Live your own life, you know?
Dude, you would like the podcast. They dive into some, like, deep stuff that they're definitely reaching for, and there's a Jolene theory that I'm kind of not buying at all. But, yeah, that's the story of Luis Sessa. I think we can all agree.
Yeah, I mean, that's the consensus there. Higashioka is not taking ownership of the Yankees' backup catcher job for granted. That's good.
Smart. Really smart.
Imagine if he just, like, who would take a backup role for granted?
Higgy just comes into camp in terrible shape. I'm here.
Like, top dog, what you gonna do? I'm the backup. How could you take...
Oh my God, that'd be a good shirt. Number one backup catcher.
Number one backup catcher. Yeah, that is pretty funny. Dude, huge news today. That's a little weird. Brett Gardner has a stalker, like big time stalker. Yeah, filed a suit against her, and the stalker's filing a suit against him. She follows him everywhere. She even made it into an away clubhouse one time. Then they had to kick her out. She says that she's his future wife, and she's a stalker, dude. Like, it's there is a part of society where, you know, naturally when it's the woman stalking a man, we all want to say like, ha ha, that's funny. And there's parts of it, even in my brain, that are funny. But then, like, Gardy's got a wife and kids, and like, he's got a stalker as well. Very odd.
Yeah. 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 And it is serious. So you can't make crazy jokes about it. I did have a lot of people tagging me and asking if it was just me in a wig, which, hey, a little insensitive. No, it's not. I'd like to clear the air on it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I am not Brett Gardner's stalker.
You stalk Hap.
And I think everyone's cool with it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Dude, I just want to hear how Guardian Judge talk about the stalker, like, candidly.
Right, and we'll never get that. We'll never get that.
I just want Guardy's, like, fucking crazy.
Dude, I have so many good, dumb spring training ideas going through my head right now. Like, I don't know, Hap's number one fan on a shirt, something like that. J-Hap is hot. I don't know. Again, all these million-dollar ideas.
J-Hap is hot. That's a good one. Chad's PPP went out yesterday, and your line when you were like, he's too hot to be on the mound, was good.
It's a good... that's analysis. Yeah, and the True Talking Yanks faithful have been loving the PPPs. If you haven't, for some reason, check them out. But yeah, the Chad Green one, I mean, that's deep cuts.
It is. So hopefully the stalker goes away. Hopefully Talkman stays healthy. Hopefully Glaber's the best ever. Andujar was shagging balls in left field. What do you think about that? You still have the same mindset that, like, there's no way he plays left field for the Yankees, but they may be showcasing him?
I wouldn't say no way, but it's in no way is it a solution. Like, we've seen, they threw Luke Voit in right field. He had never played there before. Like, I think that's a more drastic comparison because Andujar is practicing out there a little bit. But, like, I mean, there won't be a stretch of this season where Miguel Andujar is the starting left fielder.
No, no. They might, like, Tyro Estrada him where they throw him out there for a couple days.
Right. There's a series where, hey, we kind of need it, and let's see what happens. But they won't let him go out to just play left field for a season. Like, Soriano was a better athlete, and they announced the change, and they made the change. Like, Andujar, I don't think there's parallels there.
Yeah, it's similar to the opener. Like, when they had Chad open for the last 2 days of spring last season, they were like, oh, are you going to use the opener? And they're like, well, we don't plan on it, but if there is injuries and things that come up, we'd like Chad to have at least done it before. And then, right, you know, Chad opened a bunch of times because everyone got hurt. So yeah,
I think it's more of a showcase. I think I'm mentally higher on Andujar in left field because I had totally written it off with the Yankees and then Brian Hoke, not even in a coy way. He was just like, hey, maybe they're showcasing him. And that really opened up the light bulb and shows how little electricity is normally getting to my light bulb.
It's you know, I titled this episode Spring Has Sprung, and I'm high on everyone. Like, Andujar, sure, go get it, kid. you're going to be swinging a hot stick.
Dude, that's what I'm saying. Like, I thought I was going to have this whole list of like, hey, maybe watch out for this guy to struggle a little this year. I've got nothing.
It truly is the land of optimism. And as much as you're like, nah, I won't do it. I won't get into the Tyler Wade parade this season. I'm not going to fall for it again. Bam. I bet Greg Bird pops some homers for the Rangers in spring, and I'm going to be like, shit.
That's great.
I'm going to be like, shit, Birdie's going to go off for the Rangers. It's just the time when everyone is amazing. Like, I can't wait to watch Lasagna pitch and completely be amazed.
Lasagna's going to have me wrapped around his finger by the end of spring training. I'm going to watch one slider, one changeup, and be like, yep, he's ready.
Yeah. Man, I'm excited. So what about Garrett Cole? Garrett Cole got a standing ovation for throwing live batting practice, and in his interview afterward, he was like, yeah, I got a standing ovation. I don't think I deserved it.
Yeah, man. There was a couple weird things around that whole thing where he was like, he said something like he got chills or goosebumps, like walking on the George Steinbrenner Field, and it's like, come on, Garrett. Like, it's nice and all, but
he also like there. It is the full blown Garrett Cole hero train is being out on social media. Someone posted, it's someone we like in the beat. They're like, he signed for fans and he even patiently waited for a Sharpie. And like the video is like someone hands him a sign that says today, tomorrow, forever. And he has a pen, and they're like, wait, we have a Sharpie. And like literally like 20 seconds later, they give him a Sharpie and he signs it. And it's like, what a great guy. He waited for that Sharpie.
Man of the people. He did it.
I do like he has so many conversations with people about his pitching. And he seems really open about his pitching philosophy. He was talking to Swisher and you can kind of hear it. And he's pointing in the dirt with his cleat. Saying like, yeah, I throw my fastball here, and I throw it here. And really, I just want to create separation between these two to set up the next pitch. I'm like, whoa, that's like, I am a nerd for that stuff.
I mean, maybe I'm reaching, man, but I really do feel like it's been his total vibe that like Garrett Cole has had this crazy life plan that is nowhere near the life plan that any other human has. But he turned down being a first-round pick and going to the Yankees so he could be the first pick overall. And then full circle, he ends up at the Yankees getting the biggest contract ever. Him and his wife announced they're pregnant. And the dude is like, I don't know. I wouldn't say something's been lifted off his shoulders, but it's like, I'm doing it. Like, it's happened. And he's like having a blast talking to the press and everything.
And he's still got to win a World Series.
Yeah, that'd be nice. I'm rooting for that.
Breaking news, breaking news. Francis Martez, Astros pitcher, suspended for PED violation.
Do you think they force-fed him PEDs to try to distract from the story? Because
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, yeah. Someone on Twitter said, finally. I think it was Hughes. Finally, an Astro gets suspended. Imagine he just outs everyone now. Uh-oh, Jakey freeze alert. Looks like Jake's frozen. I'm going to do one ditch effort to bring him back in. And it's not working. So it's just me now. It's just Jimmy. Hey, guys, what's up? I think we were about to wrap up this episode anyway because Jake's on the road. So maybe I'll just talk with the patrons a little bit, unless Jake comes back. How about that? Who's in the chat? We got a lot of people in the chat. Hughes is a top 10 follow on Twitter, says Tom Cito. Cito. Hughes is awesome. Also makes some good breakfast burritos and peanut butter and pickle sandwiches. He made those for us. Patrons in the chat, if you have anything to say, throw them my way, and I will do the next whatever of this episode solo. Because Jake, I don't know, he's at a Starbucks in a market in the middle of nowhere, so kind of a hard task. We are excited for tomorrow. Any events in the works at the stadium? Asked Tom Nickens. We want to do a ton. We have like these two events in Tampa, and then the March 14th party, And once those are over with, we will be trying to nail down more. And yes, so we want to have events at the stadium. We want to have pregame shows at Billy's. We want to have a lot and a lot and a lot. We just need to kind of organize ourselves and get our feet on the ground, which should come like March 10th. That's when Jake's out here and the rest of the office is out here, and we should have a lot of people. Does Miggy's injury mean mess with his service time? Yeah, it should. It should. Actually, I don't know how that works, so I'm not going to know. Pimpsner probably might know more. I would guess it pushes it back a whole nother year since he didn't play last year. Not sure if Jake's earbuds are huge or Jake's head is tiny. It's both. I think both are happening at the same time. When Paxton returns, do you think the new pitching staff will work out the first inning woes he had last season? Mangeface asked that. I don't even know if that's Matt Blake's department. I think that's the mental health department. it was just like he just was throwing a lot of fastballs. I do think maybe the injury came into play. I think it's between the ears. I have no idea though. The Billy's event is on the 14th. Michael K mentioned my Altuve tweet this past hour. That's cool. We actually have Yes Network on in the office all day now. It's cool. Thanks, Michael. March 14th is Paddy's Day. Going to be crazy. Yeah, but Billy's doesn't even open on St. Patrick's Day. Probably got a text from Jake. Wi-Fi gave out. Think I got to call it. I'm going to text him back and say, you're good. I'm closing it out solo. And now you guys know exactly what I just texted Jake. I don't know. I think this is the end of the episode. It's a very impromptu episode. I apologize for that. Our last episode without having real topics. The mini episodes will continue. And then as we get down to spring training, we have some interviews. We have some Yankee interviews locked in, we hope, unless something happens. You never know. But we have some players and some people that have said yes, they would come on. So that's going to be a lot of fun. We'll do like daily recaps, just follow on all the social medias. We're going to be in an RV, and we're going to be going to 10 different stadiums in 10 different days, doing a live show, hosting an event, doing a lot of stuff down in Tampa. So follow along. And then come March 26th, season starts. 3 days out, the episodes will go back to Jake's Burns, Pride of the Yankees, awards, and it's going to be a blast to be doing those sitting in the same room for the first time in forever. So we're excited. This ends this mess of an episode, but we had some fun. So thank you guys, and we'll see you later. Go Yanks. Tell them, Graham.
Go Yankees.